With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. This week, the Supreme Court of the United States said workers who don't want to join unions no longer have to pay a fee to the union that negotiates collective bargaining agreements for them. National Education Association Executive Director Charles Boyer talked with New Mexico Close Up about the effect of the impending ruling recently and what it would mean for New Mexico's teachers.
If it comes down on the side of the folks who are pushing it, would mean that public employee unions could no longer collect fair share from non-members. So it could have a real effect. We don't have any fair share members in New Mexico, although it's legal right now. We could, but it could really affect some of our larger states. But we have two unions that we don't compete. We have a truce agreement, but so we each have locals in different parts of the state. No, in New Mexico, our members voluntarily pay dues.
Fair share payments were established decades ago and were supposed to help pay for costs of negotiating public sector contracts. Justice Samuel Alito Jr. wrote on behalf of the majority that, quote, this arrangement violates the free speech rights of non-members of unions by compelling them to subsidize private speech on matters of substantial public concern. New Mexico's NEA chief said he's not too worried about losing members.
Belonging to NEA New Mexico and belonging to our colleagues in other states is important enough that people will see the value of it. And it may take a little time to recoup, but I don't have any fear that this decision will change the course of events. I think we'll recoup and continue on. You know, we've been in this state since 1886, so I think we'll be around a while longer.
The original case argued before the Supreme Court was called Janus versus AFSCME, and it ends the fair share payment rule in New York, California, and 20 other states. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.